Leonardo DiCaprio, Jack Nicholson, Matt Damon, Martin Sheen, Alec Baldwin, all in a film by Martin Scorsese. Do you think anyone will want to see it? The Departed is a thriller about cops and gangsters infiltrating each other's inner circles with extremely violent results. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Major American auteurs don't often do remakes of foreign hits. So why, apart from the paycheck, did Martin Scorsese sign on to transplant the great 2002 Hong Kong thriller Infernal Affairs? My guess is he welcomed a chance to fashion a mean, unbelievably bloody, relatively impersonal crime thriller in which everyone is damned to hell. Working with Irish instead of the Italian gangsters he knows and loves, Scorsese has made a movie with little heart and no mercy, not even for the audience. I envy you if you haven't seen the original, because you'll get to experience the ingenious pretzeled symmetry for the first time. The story, set in Boston, centers on two youngish deep cover agents, a cop working as a mobster, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, and a mobster working as a cop, played by Matt Damon. You have DiCaprio alerting the police captain that a deal is going down, then Damon alerting the crime boss, Costello, that the cops are on the way. Then DiCaprio alerting the captain that the mobsters know the cops are on the way. Then Damon alerting the crime boss that the cops know the mobsters know the cops are on the way. You can see how things might get tricky, especially as each rat becomes aware that he has a rat doppelganger on the opposite side. DiCaprio gets desperate as he tries to communicate this to his boss, Queenan, played by Martin Sheen, but only gets through to the second-in-command, played by Mark Wahlberg, the actor, a Dorchester native, who here gets to resurrect his inner Southie and is absolutely terrific.
Why don't we just meet up, sweetheart? Let me buy you an ice cream.
I'm getting on a plane unless you put Queenan on the phone.
Queenan had a funeral to go to, okay? This is my shift. Just calm down.
Meet up? You actually want me dead? Look, there is a rat in your unit. That is a fact, all right? Where's Queenan?
He's not here.
They knew you had cameras in the building. They knew everything, all right? There is a leak from the inside. It's real, man. Smoke him out.
Yeah, how do we do that?
Let it slip through SIU that you have a sealed wiretap warrant for Costello's apartment. Don't tell anyone in our division, but tell SIU. Flush it down the pipe and see if it comes out on my end, all right? That's what we do first. We narrow it down.
You want to meet up or you got something real? Call me back.
Plenty of movies and TV shows depict the gnawing suspicion and loss of identity that come with undercover life. But with all the mirror image variables here, the permutations are limitless, and the character's paranoia spirals. William Monahan's dialogue is David Mamet speak, played at Alvin and the Chipmunks' speed with a broad Boston accent, and Scorsese and his editor, Thelma Schoonmaker, drive the action relentlessly. They cut from DiCaprio to Damon and back. They leap around in time. They chuck in random splattery head shootings with geysers of blood, like demitasses of espresso in the middle of a long road trip. Classical conductors speak of the ability to, quote, sustain the long line, to resist the impulse to break a passage up into too many climaxes. Scorsese, brilliant as he is a fits and starts man, and a couple of key scenes don't have the clarity that would have made them classics. I miss the original's galvanic emotion, too. DiCaprio is a fine actor, with a wide face and lots of brow to furrow, but he's either over-emoting or brooding. And Scorsese doesn't bring his camera in to help us connect with his fevered alienation. Damon has good darting little eyes and a slippery squirt smile, but the character is an opportunist with no loyalty to anyone and doesn't have the dramatic complexity he had in the original. At 2 hours of jabber and jolt, The Departed does have enough tension to keep you engrossed and enough color for 10 crime pictures. Scorsese obviously adores his expansive and expensive ensemble. And this is one of the few films in which the over-the-top Boston accents enhance the performances. Take Jack Nicholson as crime boss Costello. The accent keeps him from slipping into that familiar lazy sing-song. He looks great, not healthy, but not puffy, haggard in ways that make him more magnetic than ever. In the first half, when he plays it straight and self-contained, he's very scary. But then he gradually metamorphosizes into Wacky Jack, the Hollywood Jack in the Box, and that goes with the whole camp nihilist bloodbath tone that ends the picture. Depending on your point of view, The finale will either send you home cackling or leave you thinking you should be feeling more. I'm in the latter group. I didn't just want a sick joke sign-off. I wanted to mourn for the departed.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.